Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, 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 a wonderful approach. We are in the classroom and we are doing radio. It has been what Wednesdays always promised to be. A lot of work, but good work, okay? You know, keeping up with our shrines, keeping up with your prayers, getting your journaling in. I've been doing a lot of writing because I know there are deadlines coming up. See, I like to get ahead of spirit. I call myself being smart, and I'm like, hey, we're going to work on this, and we're going to work on that. And spirit just, is so patient with me. And it's like, oh, okay, sure, we're going to allow her to do this and allow her to do that. And then turn around, bam, get hit in the forehead. So this is just how it is. I'm going to tell you, though, it does seem to help when you have that running head start. It seems to help when you have that running head start. And so I want to say happy birthday to our resident Cancer, Sister Makita. Woo, woo, woo. No matter what, I remember we were doing something in Charlotte. It wasn't even related to her birthday, but it fell on her birthday. Oh, my goodness. I have never seen an adult party so hard for their birthday. And it not be the big one, the 50, you know. We had so much fun, and we always have fun. And I hope and pray that she has many, 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 many more and finally gets past the age, the tender age scene, okay? So we are getting this work in today. This is a wonderful approach week. We had the energy report yesterday. So much good energy coming from that. A lot of information about understanding what these planets and stars are doing, and then what does it have to do with us? And you'd be surprised how many times we have opportunities to take advantage of certain energies. So once the energy comes forward, hey, let's clean it out. Let's clean it out. It's time to release some junk. Go ahead. Let go of some things. Allow yourself to do whatever you need to do. So when the energy comes forward and says, hey, now is the time to set some goals, this is what you need to do. Let's work on it. Let's make this stuff happen. So the energy report just kind of gives us that heads up because I can feel it. I can feel it. I'll go through time periods where, you know, I feel just absolutely drained. I'm moving in slow motion and then I'll get the energy report. Oh, yeah, this is going to be a time for reflecting and journaling and not a time for action. And I'm like, oh, thanks. Okay, I get the information. So it's very, very helpful. Please take advantage of it. Today we're in the classroom, and we're going to, I can't wait to get to this, living fearlessly. I can't wait. And then tomorrow, Sister Khadija with DJ Cafe comes on, and she's going to be dropping those business jewels. If you have not had a chance to listen to the show, you are missing out. Take the time. And a wonderful approach, I think 75% of us, including myself, are entrepreneurs or have this entrepreneurial spirit. So you can't learn enough about business, I guarantee you. The second you think you know business, it'll change. The second you think you understand, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, that's not the way we communicate anymore, you know. Even now, you know, there's so much emphasis on videos, and I'm like, oh, even, you know, Sister Makita for Family Fun Day wants me to do a video, and I'm like, okay, sis, I hear you. So this is just, I remember my first video when we were working with Spirit, and it was with my mother's organization, Mother Eagle Ministries, and the video is called Ritual in America. And I remember her explaining this to me. Oh, we're going to do this. And she's trying her best, her motherly best, to present this in a way, because I'm going to be like, no, can't do this. Da-da-da-da. And so she knows how to speak to me. She knows how to make. So anyways, here we are. We're trying to get this done. And the product was absolutely amazing. The work was amazing. I find, you know, the work is always awe-inspiring, but to have it captured and allow it to be shared was amazing. So I know there's going to be more and more involving video and spirituality. This is, get good with it. This is just how it's working, right? But until then, I'm going to stick to my radio. I love radio. I love speaking with people. I love people pressing one. This is what we do. And until then, until we get to the video, we're going to do this, right? I want to talk about living fearlessly. So when it came time to put this particular program together, it felt like spirit was all over the place. There were so many different ideas, words, concepts that spirit was dropping at one time. And I'm like, what is that? You know, what is this? What is the main thing? What are the words? And the words was fearless. And I was like, oh, I get it. I get it. I understand. Because I've had so many wonderful examples of fearless over, you know, really in my life, I've dealt with some pretty incredible people. But I'm going to say over the last 6 months, spirit has been hitting me in the head with these acts of bravery. And I was like, man, so very important to talk about. So very important that we speak about it, cultivate it, share it, and find our workarounds, okay? Because I say all the time, fear is a bad word, and it is to me. I do not like fear. Anything that you do out of fear is the wrong thing. I need you to know that. I need you to write it down. You can write it a couple of times. Anything done out of fear is the wrong thing, okay? Please stop. Save yourself. Be kind to yourself. Fear is not it. Now, guess what? Fear may not, just because you're not moving out of fear, the answer might still be the same, but your intentions walking into it are going to be different. You know, they always say, you know, a broke clock is right twice a day, you know. So just because you're changing the lens in which you see it, it may be the same visual. But now you can do so with an open heart. You can do so with an open mind. You can do so with clear vision because you removed the fear. Fear will have you moving in an unproductive way. Fear turns into bitterness, which is a bad word in my book, y'all. Oh, you ever want to start a fight? You want to start a fight with me? You want to fight with Mama Seven? Bitter. That's a bad word. Fearless turns into jealousy. Fearlessness turns into so many negative things. Fear does. So that's why we have to be fearless. Now, does fearless mean that we're never going to have fear? No. When your, you know, heart gets pumping, you can feel your heart pumping, you get a little sweat on your brow. When you sit back and you're like, oh, snap, how am I going to do this? That fear, that may be a little anxious. It may be a little cautious. It may be, you know, there are a lot of things that can be. As long as it doesn't stop you, as long as it's not skewing your decisions, you can, that's okay. That is healthy. Actually, fear, a certain level of it, is normal. You know, it's a reaction to what's going on in your life. It's a reaction to something you've seen. It's pulling on a memory that, you know, possibly was negative for you or you perceived it negatively. Fear is normal. Letting it stop you is not, okay? And I'm going to tell you why. And, you know, of course, this is not a one-woman show, thank goodness. This is a wonderful approach. So all you have to do is press one if you'd like to chime in. And I would love to hear some of these things because some of these brave people I know are on the line. Some of these people that had to look fear in the face and say, I'm going to do it anyways. I'm not scared. You know, you can't stop me. You can't hold me. I will not be stopped by you. So when you get into that mode, when you get to that place where you're like, I'm going to do it regardless, that is fearless. That fear has been dropped all the way to the floor. Period. So let me tell you about fearless. Let me tell you about fear. Fear is can be very sneaky. It'll creep up on you. It'll have you doubting yourself before you ever start. It'll start, you'll be looking for, I call it looking for the sheep in the bush, you know, looking for the lamb in the bush, looking for your way out, you know, when sometimes the direction is for you to bite down and go forward. So we have to get to the point where we are moving fearlessly. So I want to share with you, about 2-3 weekends ago, I was working, me and a couple of heads of state were working together on how to push further to the next level. And we sat down, you know, in a crowded restroom with pen and paper. And we were like, hey, how do we move forward here? How do we push this? Where is your comfort zone? What are the barriers? How do we, I mean, we pen and paper, old school, no computers, no laptops, no tablets, old school pen and paper. What did you write down as your barrier? What did you write down as the way to get past your barrier? And we pow-wowed. And afterwards, you know, I looked at this. I've looked at it about 1,000 times. And it's been like, okay. So the answer is, you know, the answer was about getting the right tools and moving forward. And moving forward with the expectation of success. Moving forward with an expectation of we have reviewed all that we need to review and we're ready to be successful moving forward. So to be fearless may take doing a little research. I don't want you to wake up in the morning and be like, yo, I am ready to do that Ironman competition. I have a dear friend of mine who's done a couple of Ironmans. And he is an excellent runner, has ran for all the decades I've known him, bicycled all the decades I've known him, could not swim. And he was like, I had to teach myself how to swim. And he was like, I never wanted to swim. I was a little afraid of swimming. And I just decided, though, I was not going to let my fear of swimming stopped me from doing something that I think is important, you know. And he didn't want to, you know, it wasn't like he wanted to place or win. He wanted to be able to say, I have the ability to do an Ironman. I'm an athlete to that point. And so although he kept up with his running, he kept with his bike, he had to really go in deep and develop a swimming style and to move past his own fear of swimming. And so, and he's an excellent runner. He runs marathons everywhere, but that's not the story for him. That was the part that came easy. What the story for him is, I had to learn a whole new sport at, I think at the time he might have been 35, you know. So for someone that had been athletic since 5 and 6 years old, when, you know, moms put you out on the soccer field and stuff, so to be an athlete for that long and never to have swam, and then all of a sudden think you're going to swim on a marathon level, the training was grueling. But he said it was, he was willing to face his fear to move past that, because he wasn't going to let that stop him from achieving his goal, what he wanted to do. And I, being a swimmer, swimming is wonderful. I've been swimming forever. But I can't imagine learning a new goal, a new sport at 35. Can't imagine. So when it comes time to be fearless, understand there may be some preparation that you may need to do in order to achieve your goal. You may have to work on something. You may have to sit down and say, okay, this is what I think the problem is. What is it? You may have to have your business consultant say, hey, look, you know, I love where I am. I appreciate where I am. This has always been my goal. I think I can go. What is that? I had, so everybody knows our little, our Oshun Egg Bay is pretty amazing. All of the egg bays are, but that Oshun one just keeps doing what they do. And one of the youngest Mohicans, Habiba, decided to do a art exhibit, the Kalyana pop-up, the Kalyana experience, right? And it really was an entire experience. It was, and I have an eye for art. And we just had a radio program speaking about creativity and spirituality. You know, having this, I don't want to say it's an advanced appreciation for art. I'm going to say it's a big appreciation for art. But having, I know what I'm looking at, okay? I know what this takes. I know what to, I know where this comes from. I understand, and especially understanding how the information for the divine feminine has come about. They desired to wipe the divine feminine off the plane of, off this existence. They desired to crush it. And a lot of the science that they contained was found in the art. It was found in statues. It was found in pottery and gourds. The fossils that was created gave us information about the divine feminine. So when it comes to especially those who understand the ancient energies of the divine feminine, you have to understand a lot of that was carried to us through art. So when I say I have an appreciation for art, I have an appreciation for art because I know that without the fossils, without the creativity, the storytelling, without the quilts, without all of that information, we would not have what we know today to be facts. So to have a child, to have her have this goddess exhibit, so she had a lot of her art there, but part of the experience was just for the goddess experience. And when I tell you that she did that, it was amazing. It was amazing. I don't know many young artists because she's not 30 yet. Amazing. And so I don't know many young people that can have their own art exhibit like the art is just theirs. They have that many pieces. I don't know too many people that can have the politicians, because trust me, the so-and-so council of so-and-so, they made sure to let us know they were in the house. And to have a young person of, to have the elders come out and support and condone, it was awe-inspiring. So stay with me as Spirit weaves this web, okay? So here we have programs speaking about the connection between spirituality and creativity. Then we have examples of people that are living their life the way they want to live it. I don't care how that is. You know, don't harm nobody, you know. But they're living their dreams and their passions. And it's like, how do we get to that level? You know, one thing that Sister Unique said in her program, and I don't even think she realized that she said it or how important it was. She said, dreaming ain't just for babies. And as I'm listening, I'm like, no, it's not. It's so important that as we begin to continue this fearless energy, that we remember there was a time where we all were fearless. There was a time when I did not have worries and concerns. I didn't. I had a strong mother. I feel it. I have a strong mother. I don't have to be worried about this, that, and the other. And when I see my child do things, I'm like, I mean, I have to, sometimes I have to look away and be like, woo, he is out there trying to do this, huh? You know, and he can do so fearlessly because he has a strong mother. And we're going to continue this energy of strength. Now, I can look back now that I am a mother, a mother of an adult child, man, them nerves, oh, my God. Sometimes I just sit back and be like, Lord, please, can you watch them? Because I can't. This is too much. I am nowhere near the beacon of cold steel that he may see, where I'm like, yes, son, do this. I go get off the phone and be like, oh, I got to pray. I got to pray. Oh, I have to pray. Oh, my God, he's mighty bold. You know, I have to really sit back and calm my nerves. Think about all the ways I'm sure I challenged my mother and still do. And she'd be like, oh, let me get off the phone and pray, because you are all the way out there. You are fearless. You are out there with no bungee cord, no rope, ain't no net on the bottom. You're just out there. And I am. We are. We can. So back to this fearless thing. Some people, none of us, but some people have gotten in their head, they let the fear talk to them. And we speak a lot about precision of language. We speak a lot about controlling that narrative in your head. You can't be fearless with negative thoughts nagging and nagging. You can't do it. It's a contradiction. When God says do, I do because God says. I have complete confidence that God is going to catch me. I ask all the time, you know, people will say, oh, I'm doing this, Psalm 7, I'm doing that. I'm like, really? On whose authority? Who told you to do that? And a lot of people just look at me. I'm like, no, really, I need an answer. On whose authority? Did God tell you to do that? Are your ancestors asking you to continue this legacy or to start it? What spirit guide is going to be watching you step by step while you do that? Because if the answer is nobody, I suggest you stop. this is where fearless comes from. I can be fearless because I know that God got my back. And it will come due. Now, there's times where I have to say, okay, I remember when A Wonderful Approach was coming up. I was ready. I was ready. I'm out here. I'm ready to do this. And I'm like, hey, Spirit, you know, I got this idea, and it's wonderful. Is now a good time? No, you need to wait. I said, I need to wait. Wait for what? I mean, I've been doing this work. I'm living this life. Spirit's like, wait, child, wait. So I waited, and I hope I waited patiently, but I don't. I can't sit here and say I was. But I'm waiting. I'm waiting. So a year passes. I'm waiting. A year is a long time to have desires in your heart. So I'm sitting here and I'm waiting, waiting. I'm like, okay, Spirit, now is the time. Now it's time to push forward and to really be there. Spirit says, wait. I said, oh, my goodness, I've already been waiting a year. Now, at that point, I think I was right about 38, 39, 1 year. That's not no long time when you are that age. Come on now. It's so minor. But at that point, it was everything. I was like, what you mean I got to wait? Yeah, wait. And so I waited. And I definitely wasn't patient that second year, but I waited. But when I got that go-ahead, there was nothing you could do or say to stop me. I wasn't going to slow down. I was moving on God's authority. God had said, yes, you waited. And then in hindsight, I could see what he was telling me to wait for. Wait till you get set up, child. Don't wait till your child is a little older so you can travel like you want to. You know, wait until you complete this, this, and this, and then you will have the true freedom to do the things that you want to do. And so when I was talking about the preparation, that's what I'm talking about. I was being prepared to go forward. When I was released, oh, my goodness. We're sitting here. We're sitting here in the proof that God's word is always comes through. We're sitting here in the proof that God loves us and wants good things for us. So then we can say, okay, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do that. This is what we're doing. So in the middle of being fearless, in the middle of living fearlessly, when you have that backing, there's no reason to have fear. Now I got to turn it around, so pay attention, family. Stay with me. The other side is when God has already told you, hey, I'm telling you to do this, and you don't. That's the other side. When God is saying, hey, I need you to spread awareness about, and you don't. When God is sitting here saying, hey, you know, and a lot of times I'm telling you, I learned as a child, and it was kind of strange when I learned it, that a lot of people, I grew up in Miami, and so I think his name was Walsh. Well, he lost a child. I think they were in a mall. Child got abducted, and he created from there America's Most Wanted. And from that from that TV program, they were able to catch a number of people that were, you know, being negative and harmful in our communities and needed to be caught, right? And it didn't help his child, but it helped so many other people. The number of people that have been positively impacted by these killers coming off of the street is unknown. We can't even quantify that. So a lot of times when God is asking you to do something, he'll put enough fire under you to make you do it. How many of us have had to deal with situations? I know, and I've said this many times, God, I know this is not my lesson. This is somebody else's lesson that you're teaching me. So when I meet them, I can tell them, hey, don't do this. Do this. Try this. Go here. You know, I have been in many an uncomfortable situation, and I'm like, ooh, God, I think I've learned this lesson now. I'm ready to move and everything. Often those discomforts, those uncomfortable situations, those things that we don't even want to get into, don't want to do, don't want to talk about, they're there to teach us how to be strong and fearless so that we can help others. So some of our living fearless is for us, it's for our ancestry, it's for our children. Some of the fearless is this is part of your ministry in life. This is something that you will do that will help others in their journey. And it may not benefit you. You know, you may have to really wear a scar. It's not nice. But the way you wear that scar, the way you're able to inspire others will help you be fearless in the future. Fearless for other people who didn't really think that they could, you know. So I am, you know, I'm not necessarily a Lizzo fan. I'm not. Her music's aye, you know what I'm saying? I think she's pretty. I think she's aye, you know. I think everything about her is aye. The thing I like about her is her confidence. And she is teaching other women, whether you are, you know, regular size or plus size, she's teaching them that, hey, your size is your size, but that does, your size doesn't have to take away from your confidence, from your energy, from you being on spotlight. It doesn't have to do that. And she is really living fearlessly, really. And like I said, I think she's an I singer. But what she's doing to assist other women in their confidence is amazing. This is what I'm talking about, living fearlessly. Now, she might lose all the weight. I remember Missy Elliott, when she first came out, she was a little chunky size. And she lost a lot of her weight. Another one, Kelly Price, came. She was a little plus, lost a lot of weight, whatever. If you want to lose weight, lose weight. But if you don't, that shouldn't have to be a requirement. And that is the fearless part of it, okay? I can do what I want. I don't have to do it your way. I'm fearless in my way of producing. So this is what I'm talking about, living fearlessly, all right? And, of course, these are big examples, but it happens every day. I tell people all the time, representation matters. Sometimes I just post those words. Representation matters. I need to see you. I need you to stand up and be who you are. I need you to do it in the air that I don't care if you are shivering and shaking on the inside. Stand up. And this is how we live fearlessly. This is how we have our relationship with God, fearlessly. I got a call that would like to speak. I'm excited about this. I don't know if you can tell. I'm excited about the idea of sharing that you can be fearless in what you do. Okay? All right, let me see. Let's grab the caller. Greetings. Welcome to the program. Uh-oh. Can I hear you? Can you hear me?
Okay.
You may have to come off mute.
I had my, yes, that would help. But greetings, family. Greetings, I'm a seven. I love this topic. And we're speaking. One of my heroes came to mind, and I just have to share his philosophy that I have adopted as my philosophy. He said there aren't but two. First of all, Dick Gregory. he was very instrumental in me getting my diet together, making some life changes early in life. I don't know if you remember going to see him at Howard University, but he's definitely one of my heroes that's going to join the ancestors. He said there are but two emotions in the world, and that's love and fear.
Yep.
And you can take anything that comes up in your emotional state, in your head, in your mind, in your spirit, and it will pretty much fit into either the love box or the fear box.
Mm-hmm.
And he also says that fear and God or love cannot exist in the same body. So if you're going through a lot, being very fearful about whatever it is, where is God in that space?
That's right.
God is not in that space. All of the emotions that we have, the negative emotions like anger, rage, prejudice, procrastination, hesitation, worry, all of the isms, the sexism, the racism, the ageism, all of the phobias, all of them fit into that fear box.
Yes.
So if that is where you're at, God is not there. So I just, you know, when you started talking about living fearlessly, I had to go back to him because that is something that I heard him say. I have read it a number of times, and it just stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely a scale that I use in terms of my own interaction with people, with others, even with myself. Okay, is this love-based or fear-based? And that's a real good scale to have. Is it a love-based reaction or action, or is it fear-based? Is it one of those phobias or one of those isms or, you know, the anger? Why are you angry? What are you afraid of?
That's
and
right.
He talked about, you know, what African-American people have gone through with slavery, with, you know, Jim Crow, with everything that we've gone through. It's all fear-based.
Mm-hmm.
It's all based.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my
question. I have a question.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Okay.
So my question is, what can you politely do about other people's fear? Because what I know about fear is that usually when people are afraid, they're not just afraid for themselves. They're afraid for themselves. They're afraid for their children. There's so much fear, and it seems like it applies to almost everything, you know? So what do you do when someone's trying to put their fear on you?
Counteract it with love.
Okay. Tell me how that works. Give me some examples. And the reason why, because we need to know that, because I guarantee some of the fear that we experience comes from people who may want good for us, you know, but they just don't know what or how. So how do we counteract that?
Well, have you ever gone into a store and the cashier or the person that was demonstrating the cosmetics or whatever, the person that you had to interact with had a bad, bad attitude? Now, if you come back to them with more negativity, then she's going to, you know, amp up her negativity, and then you may feel a need to amp up your negativity, and then we have an argument or whatever. But then there have been times when I have personally gone into an establishment and the person was, you could tell the person just wasn't having a good day. Even when I go to the grocery store, if the person that's at the checkout has her face or, you know, she's kind of jerking my food around, and, you know, I'll give her a compliment. Oh, I saw the last time I was here, I saw you, and your smile is absolutely beautiful. You look so beautiful when you smile, you know. or whatever. Mm-hmm. I love that blue top that you're wearing. And that kind of lightens up. When I say counteract with love, counteract whatever negativity with positivity.
That's right.
One of the ways. I mean, there's so many, and sometimes you just have to walk away intact, meaning you did not absorb their negativity. You did not absorb their fear. So you walk away from it. So, you know, sometimes if you can't counteract it with love or with positivity, then you have to maintain you, and you have to leave that space.
Absolutely. So I appreciate you sharing. In my opinion, you are one of the fearless women that I know, and I've seen examples of. So I'm glad you like the topic, because we have to share this energy so that others can know more about it. So, yes, thank you so much, Mama Khadijah, and allowing us to pick your brain.
Okay. All right. Many blessings to everyone.
Thank you. Look, let me tell you, I remember getting ready for a retreat one time. I had a car full of people, and one of the sisters that was in the car was working on her mediumship skills, and she was getting some of the same information I was getting, that there was a problem, and she started to get very afraid, very nervous. Well, what about this? You can see what I'm talking about. You know what we're dealing with. Why are you just standing there? And I was like, see, la, you know, still, be still. She was like, there's a bull raging at you. I said, but I'm not scared of the bull, you know. So, and she was just, you know, it really took me about 5 or 10 minutes to work her out of this fear moment, to let her know, no matter what, this is not going to hurt you. This is not going to take you out. You know, the first time that a child experiences something, you know, I don't know if you've ever tried to get a child to jump into the pool. Come on, you'll be okay. I'm right here. I'm going to catch you. And they're sitting there like, mm-mm. I know I got this life jacket on. I know that you're only in 3 feet of water. I'm not doing it. I'm not. Imagine they don't know. They're moving out of ignorance, okay? And ignorance doesn't mean that you're a bad person, blah, blah, blah. Ignorance means you don't know, right? So the child is hesitant and may or may not jump to the water. But us adults, you may not know this situation, but you know God. You may not understand this situation, but you understand your ancestors. You may, you know, so even ignorance doesn't keep us in the fear box. Your knowledge of God, your knowledge of God's wants and needs in your life should have you in the love section constantly. That's the only place we need to be. I got another call that I'd like to speak. I'd love to hear it. Let's get started. Greetings, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Ms. Melissa. How you doing this evening?
Hey, Sister Melissa, another fearless woman. How you doing?
I'm good. I wanted to say, when you just said helping the person into the pool and letting them, you know, and basically saying, no, God ain't going to let you fail, that is like how I approach folks who rankle my nerves with their fear of doing something that down deep in my heart I know they're supposed to do. And I know it ain't my body. I know it ain't my mind. I know it ain't my spirit.
Yes.
It's them. But I know God did not put me on this planet to kill you. Like, I know that. Like, I know that I'm not here to kill you. And so that is something I have said to folks. It actually has worked sometimes. But,
yes.
I also wanted to ask this question because this is me we talking about, okay? So,
yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Can you give a brief description if there is a difference between being fearless and throwing caution to the wind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
So throwing caution to the wind means, you know, it doesn't matter anymore. Nothing matters. I'm moving forward. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, when we started this program, I made it clear we may have to prep a little bit in order to get ready to be this fearless. And so fearless means we're void of fear. We're not going to let nothing stop us. We're moving forward. Whether we're moving forward in action, moving forward in prep, we're just going to do what we need to do. Caution to the wind means bump preparation, bump, you know, making calculated steps, bump all that. We just out here. I'm just out here. And so caution to the wind is a little more, I would say, risky and maybe even reckless. You know what I'm saying? Rather than fearless, we should have a sense of determination and possibly even discipline to it. You know what I'm saying? So if I had to say there was a difference, I would say that would be the difference.
Okay. I appreciate that.
I'm so glad you called in. Thank you for calling. You know, Sister Melissa is our resident wild woman, okay? She is anything that you can think of that can be done, sports, parasailing, traveling to wherever she feels like, you know. She lives by her own code. Fearless is a great way to describe Sister Melissa. And so I know my mother has a book called Wild Women. Hold on for a second. I need to get the title of the book. Mom Kadeesha, I'm going to try to see if I can open your line and you can give me the name of the book and the author. Greetings. Did I get you?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. What is the name of the book, Wild Women?
Women Who Run With the Wolves.
Women Who Run With the Wolves. That's it. Who's the author?
Clara Pinkola. S.C. Pinkola.
Uh-huh. Thank you. I knew you would know.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
That's
you.
One
I'm closing
of my vibes.
The mic.
Okay.
When I say, okay, family, I'm going to share. My mother has an extensive library. My library is maybe a third. I'm trying to work on it, right? And every now and again, I mean, she's funny about her books, too, because you can't go nowhere with her books. Her books and the pictures, no, this is not a library. You're not checking them out. Go get your own book. So this book, The Women That Run With the Wolves, is barely hanging on. It has been read so much and highlighted and underlined and this page earmarked. And it is, and I was like, oh, so you've read this book. My only book that I have like that is my Animal Speaks book. I have a couple of books that you can tell that they've done some traveling, you know. But that book of hers, barely holding on, but the nuggets of wisdom that come through that and the energy that it promotes is amazing. So, Mom Kadeesha, thanks for sharing that with us. That is, like I say, one of the great books. I also have The Cosmic Mother. Oh, don't know the author's name, but that is, there are some books out there, and I'm going to take this program a step further. I'm going to ask people, hey, if you have a book, you know, for me, The Secret was a big piece for me to understand fearless. You know, the understanding how to control my mind and how controlling my mind and my thoughts in my word, controlling the mind controls the thoughts. Controlling the thoughts controls the words. Controlling the words actually controls your actions. And so as I was doing that between studying Taoism, Zen, the Eastern philosophies that do a lot of meditation and mind work, and then moving into this understanding of The Secret to where you are literally creating your own understanding. Why would you create an understanding riddled in fear? Why would you create a life full of lack? Why would you allow yourself to be taunted by monsters you created? So if you are understanding any of this, a piece of this, a fraction of this, I hope you understand that you have a whole new world to get into. I hope you understand that you have the ability to control more of your world just by controlling the narrative. You have to control how you see things. You have to be honest about, hey, why am I doing that? Anything that you do based on fear, examine it until the fear is gone. Oh, I am afraid. I'm afraid to let you do this. Okay. Why? Where is the lack of trust? Do you not trust me? Do you not trust you? Do you not trust God? You know, so if you have a trust in any one of those things, you can take that fear and say, hey, you know, I am nervous about this. You know, I am very unsure, but I'm moving forward because forward is where my destiny is taking me. So in this idea of fearlessness, in this idea of living out loud without restrictions, please, family, any restrictions in your life, please examine where they came from. Don't say society to me. Don't say that to me because I will beat up society. Okay? Who says that you can't be an entrepreneur and make money? Who says that you can't be spiritual, have morals, and have a business? You absolutely can. Who says that you can't have children and have a career and have the things that you feel are important? Who said that? On whose authority? Because I'll tell you where your dominion lays. So we have so many very clear blueprints as to how we should be living. And we have many clear blueprints as to ways to move into a power position so that we are living out loud. So all that, you know, all the fear, the nervousness, blah, 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 this is where your support system comes in. I'll be quick. Trust me. Trust me. I know prayers change things. I don't care who you are. And there's many that will testify to this. I'll be quick to say, okay, did you pray about it? Did you make prayer requests? You know, did you talk to the prayer warriors? Do your fast buddies know to include you in their prayers as they're moving on with their life? Do you know that this is fearless? God gives us support. We don't have to worry about none of that. Okay? So, moving into the prayer, okay? And part of fearlessness, part of the intentional energy of fearless is a confidence, right? And this confidence, and my confidence, comes from the highest source possible. There's no question to my confidence. I work only with God, what God says I can do. And everything that God says I can do, I promise you, has been done. So we're moving into prayer, and I'm hoping that as you desire to live a more fearless life and lifestyle, that you understand that having that strong relationship with God is going to be pivotal in your understanding of fearless. You don't know how strong you can be until you've tapped into the strongest source there is. You don't even know. You can't even dream that far. So, moving into prayer. Father, Mother, God, we come before you, feeling all the love that you have for us, firmly rejecting those things that do not serve us. God, we move forward knowing that all things are possible with you, knowing that you are the ruler in our life, understanding that you are the Alpha and Omega. There is nothing that you cannot handle in our life for us. God, I ask of you to grant patience to all those whose hearts and minds sit in need, sit in want. I ask for you to clear the eyes for those that sit in lack, because I promise you there's blessings all around them. Their area is just foggy. God, I ask and beg of you to allow us to continue to have the strength to do this work even when the world gets weary. We ask for the strength. God, we ask that we be good examples of your steward, good examples of your love, good examples of your patience and forgiveness as we move forward in this world and this understanding. God, we ask that we be models to our children, to the next generation coming up, of what living truly, truly is, the value of the life that we have been granted, the value of this time that we have here on this earth. I want to say thank you for granting us that and allowing us to live another day to learn more lessons on this earth. Amen.